Right now, controversial nude family swimming event returns to water parks, sparking concerns.
Yeah,
I'd be concerned. Waterworld Park in the UK has teamed up with the British Naturism to host the naked swimming event. The event is for adults and children. Nude attendees will be allowed to ride the slides and enjoy a paddle in the pool with nothing on. British Naturism assured members that despite the pandemic, they will still be able to attend the nude swim this coming Saturday.
It really doesn't seem right. Like going nude down the slide as well, like just everything going everywhere.
Well.
And also like people seeing you nude. Will everyone else be in normal swimsuits?
Everyone's butt naked. That's the great thing about the event. You'll feel
there's something really not right about this.
Slippery, slidey, lubed up slide, rolling around. The event, which usually attracts around 300 nude swimmers, caused controversy with some claiming the family event would lure in the wrong people. People were so outraged by the idea that they stood outside the swimming pool and protested. A petition to ban the event was also set up on Facebook to no avail. Tickets for the event, for anyone interested, cost £18 per adult. For members, £24 for non-members. Bit of a weird time to join the Naturist Brigade as a non-member just this coming Saturday. Oh, yeah, no, I've always wanted to do it. I've always tried.
I'll be there.
What we actually didn't realise, though, that Waterworld Rescue has a whole crew of lifeguards, and it airs on Channel 10.
Tonight on Waterworld Rescue, a community of nudists at the park have lifeguards on high alert.
Jesus Christ. There's so many of them.
A man's erection sends shockwaves through the lap pool.
Can the bloke with the raging boner please calm down and swim back to the shallow end, please?
A woman's boob gets caught going down a water slide, leaving it hanging by a thread.
Hold the breast in place. Hold the breast in place. Support the breast.
Ambo's on its way, ma'am, okay? Just hang in there.
The overcrowded wave pool proves to be a nightmare for rescuers.
The filter's jammed up with too many pubic hairs. We're going to have to shut the whole thing down. Far out.
And a report coming to the tower means Plato finds himself having to tell a man to stop rubbing his ass crack up against the spa jets.
Mate, you're going to have to stop doing that.
No, but it feels good.
Nah, I'm sorry, it doesn't matter.
Take me back to the sweet times, the hot nights.
The Danny Lakey Show on Triple M.
Now, a vegetarian cries all night after finding chicken in her vegetable curry.
Or shouldn't laugh.
That's a vegan's worst nightmare, like.
This is a vegetarian, so she hasn't gone the whole hog. So she's still having a cheesy dream from every now and then. And I've got nothing against vegetarians. She's made her point, and she's not doing anything drastic. There's no need to go the full shebang, in my opinion. All respect to the world for veggies. It's the vegans that make my sphincter curl up into a small sultana.
Oh.
A vegetarian says she'll never eat another curry again after an Indian takeaway gave her a chicken dish instead of a vegetable dish.
I'm never eating that again.
Animal rights activist Tanya Baxter cried all night after she ordered a vegetable curry from Melton Spice, but immediately bit down into a big bit of chicken. The 45-year-old mum stopped eating meat 10 years ago, but still enjoyed getting a takeaway until her experience on Friday evening. You don't like to see a woman's tradition go down the toilet on a Friday evening. Melton Spice probably meant nothing by it. Easy mistake to make from the tandoor chef.
But imagine that feeling, being a vegetarian for 10 years, biting into something. In a curry also, you can't really tell what you're biting into. You know, you're sort of like, oh, is this going to be a potato? Is this going to be chicken? She bites right into the chicken and that texture, nah.
She should consider herself lucky. 10 years veggie, you'd be fanging for a piece of chicken. And then you've done a guilt-free accidental bite. She hasn't even done it on purpose. I mean, that's one of the great. It's like I haven't drank for 6 years, and I'm secretly every now and then when a bartender mishears me when I say, "Oh, just a soda," and they give me a cider. That first swig, I'm like, "Oh no, oh no."
You are not hoping that would happen.
However, she explained, as soon as I took a mouthful, I knew instantly the texture in my teeth was meat, so I spat it out straight away. Then I looked through the rest of the curry and saw these same pieces of chicken.
I'm never eating that again.
He said to me three times, "Come back and I'll make you another curry." But that wasn't the point.
Far from the point. She's already eaten the chicken.
She wanted to grovel. She wanted the tandoor chef to grovel. She's getting a free cuzza, for goodness sake. The whole experience was completely devastating and I was in tears all night. My 12-year-old daughter is not a vegetarian, but she was so upset she didn't eat her own dinner. Well, that's poor form from the daughter. She's gone from no meals. Potentially could have had two free curries. Two cousins.
The Danny Lakey Show on Triple M.
Danny Lakey Show on Triple M. What's your never eating that again story?
I'm never eating that again. I'm never eating that again. Never eating that again. Never eating that again.
I'm never eating that again.
Well, why would you if you scorned once? Sometimes that memory is too ingrained then to ever eat it again. I mean, take this vegetarian, for instance, who cried all night after finding chicken in her vegetable curry.
I'm never eating that again.
She's not going to eat a curry. Her Friday nights will never be the same now. She was sold on the veggie samosas. She was having a veggie pakora. And now, all of a sudden, one chicken piece has ruined it forever. Much like me in the pumpkin soup at the Beanley RSL. And I don't mean to name RSLs.
Yeah, but also, going back to her, yours is just like you had a terrible experience with pumpkin soup. She's been a vegetarian for 10 years. Imagine that feeling of biting into the chicken. Horrendous.
Yeah. Well, imagine me at the Beanley RSL sipping on some soup.
Yeah, but you like pumpkin soup. You knew what you were getting yourself into. It's yeah. Stop naming the RSL.
Well, it was food poisoning down at the old Beanley RSL.
Stop it.
133353. What are you never eating again? Paul in Bexley North.
Yes, I'm not. I won't be drinking plain milk again.
I'm never eating that again.
No, no. Low fat, no fat. Full cream, high calcium, high protein, soy, light.
Any of them.
Not even omega 3?
None of them.
Oh, no.
I'm never eating that again.
Is this is one of your milky protests, is it? Like, there's a reason behind this, I'm sure.
It was when I was a young boy at school and they used to make you drink your milk. And even if it was sitting out in the sun and it had gone off, you still had to drink it.
And I feel this was more of like a 70s, 80s setup. Would I be correct in saying that, Paul?
You would be.
Yeah, because I was a 90s boy who was born with a silver spoon and a Tamagotchi in his mouth. And they never forced these milky rules, this milky communist regime on me.
Yes. We couldn't get away from it. Whether you liked it or not, you had to drink it.
I mean, and call me obtuse, but was your mother ever thinking about employing the frozen milk in the freezer overnight, pack it in the lunchbox the next day, nice and defrosted by lunchtime? Was that ever an option for Mrs.
Paul? No, this was school-supplied milk.
Oh, no. Danny Lakey Show on Triple M around the country on 133353. Chunky cat is abandoned by owners, but finds new home. A super-sized cat who was abandoned by her owner is now all set to go to a new home where she'll slim down to a healthy weight. Oh, thank God. Adorable kitty Lasagna, named after cartoon cat Garfield's favourite meal, was dumped at the shelter last Sunday. Lasagna's looking big. She doesn't look like she's been dumped at the door.
She's a big old unit.
She has rolled on into there, where staff noticed that the poor cat was too big to even walk properly. Some onus has got to fall on the owner. I don't think it's all Lasagna's fault. I don't know if any of it would probably fall on Lasagna, come to think of it.
No, that's definitely the owner. It's not like Lasagna's pouring its own little nibbles out.
You put sardines, whiskers, snappy Tom in front of Lasagna. Well, the cats of Australia, they'll make their choice and they will eat the fish.
Lasagna's got a big appetite.
Snaps of the 13.6-kilogram puss were shared online, with the shelter urging a potential owner to come forward after she was rejected by one would-be pussy owner for being too big. Lasagna she is. She's a big puss. She's very sweet. Appears generally healthy, though her weight has made her stiff when she walks, and also unable to properly groom herself. It's a fat puss.
Stop saying puss?
Well, it's the correct name. You don't want to take the power away from the puss.
Could you just say cat?
Look, I could. Cat, feline, pussy, puss. They're all the same to me. I don't.
Okay, you stick with puss.
I like to take power out of the words. That's what I like to do. Not to bring it to the masses. And it's probably time for a game, isn't it? It's about that time.
So furry, so friendly, but so fat. Is it time for that game already?
There's an obesity epidemic among animals.
Everyone's favourite Monday game, Big Bitch or Fat Puss.
Yeah, 133353, Big Bitch or Fat Puss. So what I've got here is a whole heap of morbidly obese cats and dogs. And just by hearing the name and a small news grab from the Big Bitch or the Fat Puss, you just need to tell me which one it is. You get it right, special prize. Would you like to have a go? You like to play Big Bitch, Fat Puss?
Yeah, go on.
Okay.
There you go.
So here's the first one. Is this a Big Bitch A nice dog or a fat puss? Big old cat.
Chris Cashman introduces us to Cinderblock.
Cinderblock. Is that a big bitch or a fat puss?
I think that's a fat puss.
Cinder is a obese cat.
Yeah, it's a fat puss.
I could tell. You could tell.
It's a fat puss. Prize for you. 133353. Play next. You want to get your hands on the prize? Big bitch, fat puss. In minutes.
What's happening?
The Danny Lakey Show on Triple M.
Right around the country it is, the Danny Lakey Show on 133353.
So furry, so friendly, but so fat.
Is it time for that game already?
There's an obesity epidemic among animals.
Everyone's favourite Monday game, Big Bitch or Fat Puss.
Yeah, look, we must take the venom out of the words. We must let these animals reclaim what is theirs. Big bitch or fat puss? Got a whole heap of morbidly obese dogs and cats. I will play the news grab and the name of said morbidly obese dog or cat. If you guess correctly, then prize for you. Triple M prize pack. Nice. We already heard before of Cinderblock, the morbidly obese fat puss. Can you do the same, Jenny? You reckon you know your big bitches from your fat puss?
I'll try.
Oh, yeah, you will. Here we go. Here's the first one.
All right, before we go, we want to introduce you to Logan.
Oh, Logan. What do you think?
Fat puss.
Fat puss. Geez, controversial from you. Let's have a listen.
Logan is a 31-pound cat. It's a New Hampshire hotel. Stop.
Stop. Yeah, it's a fat puss. It's a ginormous ginger.
Yeah.
It's a flabby tabby.
Ginger Tom.
Ginger Tom. Well, fat Tom at that. Well done, Jenny. Prize for you. John in Central Queensland. Hello, John. John boy. John boy.
Hello.
Yep. Good. We've got John. You ready to play?
John.
Big bitch or fat puss?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, here we go.
And then there's Magic.
Oh, Magic. See, that's tough. I mean, it could be a big bitch or a fat puss.
A fat puss.
A Labrador Retriever. This week she got into an entire bag of waffle chips.
Oh, no. It was a big bitch.
Oh, no.
It was a laborious lab. It was a large-ass Labrador. Oh, that's all right. Triple M prize pack for John. Just for being on the money. Thanks, John. Brett, time for one more in Bendigo. Hello.
Mikey the legend. How are you,
mate? Yeah, good. Thanks, Brett. Hey, special. I've just got a word in. Special prize. Special prize alert for you. There's a lot riding on this one. Here we go. Big bitch or fat puss.
I'm Rick Jernigan.
And I'm Valerie Jernigan, and we have a named Bo Nugget.
Oh. Bo Nugget.
Nugget.
Bo Nugget. Bo Nugget.
Bo Nugget. Oh, it'd have to be a cat, wouldn't it?
Oh, I hope for your sake it is, Brett.
They're like, wow, your cat's larger than your dog. And we're like, yeah, that's right. There's Bo Nugget.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a huge puss. It's a tubby tabby. It's a fleshy feline.
Guilty.
And guess what? You have scored yourself the Oasis vinyl pack, my friend.
Oh,
you ripper. The iconic album, What's the Story? Morning Glory from Oasis. That turns 25 on Friday. So to celebrate all week, giving away limited edition double silver LPs. They've been releasing. Get your copy from all good record stores from Friday the 2nd of October. You have won that. Well
awesome.
Done. Plenty more chances to win all week. And coming up after the show on Wednesday, we're going to be playing an Oasis special, celebrating that 25 years of the iconic album, What's the Story, Morning Glory, hosted by British India's drummer, Matty O, after the Danny Lakey show on Wednesday night. Oh, Oasis, so good. This whole album.